Okay, good morning, everybody. Let's open to Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. I'm going to go over one verse today. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Let me say that again. "It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us freedom, Lord, and we ask that we would fully walk in that. And Lord, we thank you that you came to set the captives free, which we were once, Lord. So we ask for your grace today, and we thank you for your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Christ came to this earth for freedom, but when I was growing up as a young child, it seemed like Christianity was a bunch of rules. Like there's things you could and could not do, mainly things you couldn't do. So don't do this, don't do that. You couldn't, you know, drink, you couldn't swear, you couldn't, you know, have fun, you couldn't sleep around, you couldn't do bad things, you can't steal, you can't. So don't do any of these things. But as we talked talk about in GIC, that Christianity isn't about the things that you have to do or the things that you do not do, but it's the what Christ has already done on the cross. And so we talk about how it's not about D-O doing, but it's D-O-N-E, what Christ has done. And so, but growing up as a young Christian, it just seemed like, you know, coming from our parents, coming from our Sunday school teachers, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And so with these things, we struggle with guilt because our flesh wants to do these bad things or these sinful things. And so there's struggle with guilt. And so the idea is, well, I don't want to struggle with guilt, and I want to, there's this misconception of what freedom is. Freedom, we think that freedom is the ability to do whatever we want to do, right? We don't want people telling us what to do. We want to be free. And so we don't want to be subject to any kind of authority. True freedom means we don't have to subject ourselves to anybody or anything. I want to do whatever I want to do. That is for a lot of people our definition of what freedom is, but true freedom actually comes under the authority of God. If you look at the beginning of time in the Garden of Eden, they had complete freedom, except they had to follow one rule, right? Don't eat from that tree from the knowledge of good and evil. Other than that, you are free to do everything except for this one rule. And so they were free, but in fact, they thought, okay, Satan comes and tempts them, Adam and Eve, and says, you know, did God really say that, you know? And what was planted in their hearts and their minds was, you're not really free. You know, you're bound by this one rule. And so they decided to rebel against the authority of God. They decided to rebel, and because of their sin, they lost complete freedom, right? They were free, except for this authority that God had placed in their lives. Do not eat from this tree of garden of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil. Yet they thought freedom meant, I don't want any rules. I don't want any boundaries. I don't want to subject myself to any authority. And because of that rebellion, they lost their complete freedom. God has given us authority, and God has given us boundaries, and God has given us that to give us freedom. If you look at the teenager who is going through, just learning and these things, growth, you know, they want freedom to smoke and drink and do whatever they want to do, freedom not to study. You know, many of us experience that going through university. We have this brand new freedom. We don't have our parents telling us what to do, what time to come home, you know, all these things. And so we experience this freedom. So if we don't want to study, we don't have to study. And so many of us literally didn't study. And so God redeemed us, and somehow we got to where we are right now. But when we begin to rebel against authority, when we begin to have this attitude of rebellion against authority, and we engage in things that don't benefit us as God has designed and planned, then actually what happens is that we are not free. We become enslaved to the guilt of sin and enslaved into greater slavery. You know, Many of us have this attitude that, you know, for example, let me give you an example. I want to be able to drink. And you have that freedom, you know. But as you drink and you continue to drink and drink and develop an addiction, your freedom now turns into actual addiction. And so we have this idea that if I don't have to submit myself maybe to self-discipline, if I don't submit myself to anything, that I'll be totally free. But if you don't submit yourself to self-discipline, to the authority of God, this freedom that you think you have now leads to addiction, and you're no longer free, that you are no longer submitted yourselves to Christ, slaves of righteousness, but now you're submitting yourselves as slaves of sin. And it was for this idea, this concept, that Jesus came to this earth to set us free from the slavery of sin. But that doesn't mean we are totally free from everything, that we now come under the submission of God. It was for freedom that Christ set us free, therefore keep standing firm and do not subject again to a yoke of slavery. Right? When we subject ourselves to Christ, now we are now free, not from the authority or free to rebel against God, but we are free from the guilt of sin. Why? Because we've experienced God's forgiveness. We are free from the penalty of our sin because Christ died on the cross. And it's through the Spirit of God that He gives us the power, the freedom not to sin in our daily lives. And so this is the freedom that we experience, not this idea of rebellion against God's authority. God, don't tell me what to do. I want to be free. I want to be free to drink. I want to be free to smoke. I want to be free to sleep around. I want to be free. All of these things that we have, this concept, I want to be free to do whatever I want to do, actually can lead us to slavery unless we submit ourselves to Christ because of what He did on the cross. He bore the curses of the law. He bore the curses of sin. He bore all of those so that we could experience freedom. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. And that's the truth. And Jesus clearly says in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life. And so knowing Christ, it is knowing Christ that sets us free, that gives us freedom. He came so that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon Him, so that He could set the captives free, to preach good news to the poor and set the captives free. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 16, Peter says, live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. If you remember when Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist, he was tempted by Satan to do all sorts of things. And if you think about it, Jesus had the freedom to do whatever He wanted to do. If He wanted to demonstrate His power, He could have done it. You know, He could have shown Satan, do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who I am? I'm the Son of God. I'm God Almighty. And He could have given in to those temptations. He had the freedom to give in to those things. And so please, don't, as believers, don't misunderstand what freedom means. Freedom is not the rebellion to do whatever you please, to give in to your flesh, to give in to the sinful nature that we have. It's interesting that if we take these two words, freedom and discipline, we think that they're mutually exclusive, meaning that there's no connection, right? Many of us, you know, try to go on diets and so immediately like, oh, I can't eat cakes. I can't eat chocolate. I can't, you know, I don't have the freedom to do these things. I can't eat McDonald's. I don't have the freedom to do these things. And so I have to discipline myself to not do that. Or I don't have the freedom to lounge around, but I have to discipline myself to exercise and work out and run and lift weights and et cetera. And so we have this sort of unconscious sort of thought that freedom and discipline are mutually exclusive from one another. But the fact is that they work together, that if you are disciplined in these things, you will be free to do what you want. A definition for discipline that I like to use is discipline is doing the things you do not want to do so that you can do what you want to do. You catch that? Discipline is doing the things that you don't want to do so that you can do what you want to do. You don't want to work out, but you do that because then you could do what you want to do, fit into that suit, fit into that dress, whatever, you know, fit into the wedding gown, whatever. Discipline is doing what you don't want to do so that you can do what you want to do. And we think freedom and discipline are mutually exclusive, but they work together, that you discipline yourself to not give in to the flesh, to the desires of your flesh, but you actually submit yourself to discipline yourself to submitting under the authority of God, so that through Christ you can have the freedom from sin, freedom from the things that kill you, freedom from that road of destruction, freedom from things that will hurt you eventually. And this is what Paul is saying in Galatians, that it was for freedom. Christ came so that you could be free. And so I want us in our devotional this morning to understand this concept that freedom is not the idea of doing whatever you want to do. It's not rebelling against Christ. You know, when God says, do not do this or do not do that, it's not that he gives us boundaries for protection. And so it's not rebellion against that, saying, God, I don't understand why you won't allow such and such, or why you won't let us such and such. And so therefore, I'm going to be free, and I'm going to rebel. I'm going to do whatever I feel is right. In fact, you'll find yourself, when you are rebelling and taking this attitude of your own freedom, that you are actually enslaved in your sin, in your guilt, in your shame, in your depression, things like that. But it was for freedom. And please realize that freedom costs us the life of the Son of God. And so if we could just close our eyes and just meditate on freedom this morning. This morning, I'd like you in your workplaces to work in freedom, to operate in freedom, and you know, to submit yourself to Christ, and to submit yourself to the voice of God, and to understand that if the Son has set you free, you are truly free. You are free indeed, because Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. The truth isn't a concept, but truth is a person, and that truth has come to set you free from the guilt of your sin, to set you free from the penalty of your sin. And this is Jesus Christ, whom we worship. So let's bow our heads. There were many times in my walk with God where I just said, God, I don't want to do this. I want to get off the path. I don't want to submit, and I don't want to surrender. I want to take matters into my own hands. And the Word of God is true. There's a wide road that leads to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to life. And at times it just seems to be easier to just rebel and just say, screw it. I'm just going to do what I want to do. But that wide road leads to a path of destruction, to a path of bondage, to a path of rebellion. And the Lord says, hey, if only it could be just like the garden, where you're free to do whatever you want to do. Just submit to my authority. And ultimately, I just had one rule back in the Garden of Eden. In my personal opinion, and I have no idea if it's right or wrong, I don't think it was about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I think it was about Adam and Eve, will you submit to my authority? I'm sure God could have chosen any tree. He could have picked any rule. He picked that one, and ultimately he's saying, guys, you have freedom in me. Just submit to my authority, and you will experience true freedom. So let's prepare our hearts this morning to invite God into our lives, into our workplaces, into our schools, into our homes. Let's prepare our hearts to invite Jesus. And so let's worship him, and let's sing this together.
Worship your holy name. Sing like never. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship your holy name. Sing your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I
for the freedom that you give. And Lord, we pray for freedom for others. God, we pray for freedom for those who are close to us, those that we love. And Lord, we pray for freedom for all, God, for all your children, for all your people, God. So let's pray and intercede on behalf of our community, those who are struggling, enslaved with their illnesses, cancers, sicknesses, and let's ask the Lord to bring freedom to their physical bodies and to their spirit and their soul. And so let's pray for those who are struggling with cancer, and let's lift them up by name. And those that you know, those that are on the list, maybe even those that are close to you. So let's pray for those who are struggling with cancer right now. Let's pray for eternal freedom for those who are sick, but also don't know Jesus. And so let's ask that God to reveal to them that Christ is the way, the truth, and new life. And so let's lift them up right now. Let's lift up those who are sick and recovering, and let's ask the Lord to bring healing to them with other sicknesses and infirmities. Let's pray for those who are looking for work and jobs, and let's ask God to truly open doors and bless, and God is faithful, and so let's continue to press in, and let's lift them up. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for our mission focus for Tuesday, and we pray for China today. Let's lift up SP Beijing and Pastor Sam and Annie. Let's praise the Lord for their continual growth, and now they have issues with their growth in terms of space, and so let's ask the Lord to provide for them. Let's lift up the Chong family. Let's pray for Matt and Nate's parents, the Basaraba family, Leanne and Edie and Chi Chi Har kids and churches. But let's ask the Lord's hand to be upon China as the gospel goes forward there through all the house churches. So let's pray for China. And for Leanne in Beijing, let's cover in prayer. There's just some accidents that have been happening, and first full day of work, and so a lot of things going wrong. And so let's can we cover up Leanne and ask the Lord to protect her workplace and the situation there. There's been an accident with burning with chemicals on a worker. So let's just lift up Leanne right now. Let's pray for our staff. Let's pray for Pastor Sam and ask the Lord to continue to be with our senior pastor and for vision and for his family and for the families of others, for myself, for Pastor Carol, Pastor Sophia, Pastor Nate, Ken, Monica, Bonnie, Sarah, Janella, and Pastor Hyunsu. Let's ask the Lord to use our staff and our leaders and our pastors to lead our church. And so let's ask the Lord to give us vision and unity, and so let's lift up our staff. Pray for our worship team and our AV team. Let's pray for them to be able to usher in the presence of God as they lead. And let's pray for new team members. And let's pray for a heart of worship. And as they serve, let's lift them up right now. Let's pray for our house church's meeting today for Robinson West, Kennedy, OPR, Bottom, Kowloon, LKF, Corey Bay, Sha Tin. Let's ask the Lord to use this time to bring them together in community as they talk about Sunday and as they talk about their lives, as they share their lives. Let's just begin to lift them up in prayer. Finally, let's pray for our SP retreat. Let's pray for our guest speakers and the logistics as they are going to be flying into Hong Kong and into Nansha. Let's pray for our ferry and just the scheduling and for China visas, that there be no problems and hiccups, that things would go smoothly. Let's pray that the presence of God and the Spirit of God would change lives. That would be a cornerstone event for us as a church. And so let's pray for that. Lord, we lift up all these things to you. Lord, we give you thanksgiving in all our petitions. And Lord, we just want to live our lives that pleases you. So Father, we just ask for your grace today. Lord, we just thank you for the freedom that you give us and help us to walk in that freedom and not under a yoke of slavery, God. And so we just come before you humbly And we want to worship you, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful time of prayer this morning. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.